Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Well, first off, season's greetings to everyone. Karen, Sean, how you guys doing? You got your, if you bought my Christmas
I'm good.
Present?
I'm learning from Karen. We don't celebrate Christmas like that, Matt, with gifts. We just say, you know, happy holidays and season greetings. And I'm speaking on behalf of Karen because I was going to say Karen's on lockdown, but I'll say she's on lockjaw.
So thank you for introing my issue today. I have had some dental work done within the last couple of days. And as you can hear, I'm speaking with a newfound lisp, which I've been enjoying. That's because my face has ballooned like an exploded grape and I am quite uncomfortable moving it and speaking. And so in order to limit the pain of my new toothiness, I am sort of limiting my facial movements and you, the listener, will barely hear any difference. My personality remains unchanged. That's right. My hair, my crowning glory is still what it is. However, if I'm talking a little funny, that's why. And if you're watching this and my face is barely moving, I understand it's creepy and weird and quite off-putting. I am not frozen. I am simply in the shape of a sort of trapezoid type of thing at the moment. And we will even out within the next couple of days, we hope.
I think People Magazine said lisps are in 2021. So you're just ahead.
Lisps are like of the dimples of the voice. Yes, very charming. You can hear how I'm sure you are charmed.
Well, let's get on into this show. Enough about lisps.
Listen, don't make me laugh. Well, don't even make me crack a smile.
No, there is nothing funny about today's topic. Today's topic is serious.
Yes.
And I'm going to just kind of give a little preamble of, you know, recently I was talking to a friend of mine and they were looking for a job, hunting for a job, and they weren't having much luck. And I think it's because their lifestyle, they haven't had to do a lot of job hunting, and they were just kind of expecting the job to just be easy and just come to them. And I started giving them
sounds
some
like
ideas.
A woman to me. Sorry, go on.
Well, oh my god,
that is true. But anyway, I started giving some tips or whatever or some ideas, and then it just kind of brought to mind that this could be a good discussion for us to have on Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the art of job hunting.
That's right. You know what? There's actually a little bit of interesting job hunting trivia that I found that was interesting to me, so it'll be interesting to you. 41% of job seekers search for jobs while in bed. Obviously, they're unemployed. 30% while at work. What else?
Wow, I didn't know you can multitask in bed like that.
Maybe you can't, Sean, but boys are different, aren't they? Boys are not like us. We do a lot in bed. And you're going to appreciate this, and it certainly resonates with me. 18% do it from a restroom.
Wow. You know, the old thinking tank.
Yeah, you would think that number would be higher. Average time spent by recruiters looking at a resume, do you want to guess?
10 minutes.
Close.
90 seconds?
5 seconds. Well done,
guys. I tell people all the time, like, people assume that a resume gets you a job. All a resume does is all the purpose, the function of a resume is to open the door and get you an interview. That's it. You still have to sell yourself for the job.
Listen, so that's like
I've seen
saying
some
that
5 pages in like small, hard to read font.
Listen, that's like saying that a dating profile gets you a date. It's you ever swipe through Hinge? It's 1,001 of the same exact guy with the same outfit, the same hair, the same job, catching the same fish, watching the same sunset. It's the same thing, isn't it?
So are you trying to tell me my 8-page resume in small font is not effective?
My 5 to 7 seconds, bro.
My War and Peace.
Better
seven
make it catchy.
Seconds. That's right. A third fact. Let's see if this will interest you. It does interest me. According to a recent survey, hiring managers report that the quality they value least in a candidate. Do you guys want to guess?
Good looks.
Almost as relevant as good looks. The quality they value the least is intelligence. And the most is reliability. So tighten
exactly.
up, millennials. I
Get
feel personally attacked.
If you're dumb and show up on time, just show
you
up.
Got a better. Just show up.
100%. I mean, like, honestly, nobody cares about doing, in my opinion, lots of people are smart. Very few people give a, what can I say on the show? No, give a damn about a job.
You could have said a rat's behind.
I was thinking about that, but I'm not a boomer.
Well, do you think you said that the hiring managers?
Oh my God! Shut up, Garrett. You're such subtle insults.
Stop! Don't make me laugh. My face.
You said
hurts.
The hiring managers care little about intelligence. Well, what if?
Yeah.
So you're saying my British accent I've been working on? That's also not. You know, I was.
No, I am specifically not saying that. A British accent will make you millions and millions of dollars. Don't lose that. It's what is the difference between?
You know, my British friends commented on you from the last show, and they
is
said,
that
oh,
true?
Really?
I mean, listen, what is the difference, and this is a real question, between a British accent and being smart? Nothing at all.
Wow. Facts. Point taken.
That's right. Did you guys know that 76% of resumes are discarded for, and this is something we can work on, having an unprofessional email address?
So...
Yeah, man. Big P, Matt. Big P. We're not going to get a P. You got to get rid of the big P at gmail.com. And we know what the P stands for, right? You got to let go of that email address, bro. It worked in high school to attract the ladies, but, you know, big P at AOL.com ain't working
that's
anymore,
not
man.
Good.
That's not great. No, that's not ideal.
All right. Do you have any more of this trivia, Karen?
I have a couple. Average length of an interview, guys.
What?
40. Boys, settle. Average length of an interview is about 40 minutes. Makes sense. Average time it takes for a hiring manager to know if they will hire you, 90 seconds, much like a woman. That's
wow.
Right. We will happily waste your time knowing within 10 seconds if we want you or not. Did you know that 79% of job candidates are likely to use social media in the job search? Sounds about right.
I mean, to me, that's so stated. Like, I see people
that's
with
right.
ridiculous IG pages and Facebook pages. And I'm just like, do you think that they don't look through that? Do you think that's forbidden?
I mean, come on, put it on private at least. No Whoa. Shame in that game. 75% of employers expect a thank you note following an interview. And the typical length of a job search is about 17 weeks, which is, you know, a hell of a long time if you have no job.
Yeah. I tell people, like, you know, there's so many different ways to do it, but I know we're going to get into it more. But, you know, I try to be a little bit different outside of the box. If I were to do job searches, which I haven't done in quite some time, Karen, but
must
if I were, I'd
be nice.
Mister,
anything else?
I don't need to search for a job. I'm wealthy.
I was going to say that way to do it. I was like, you know, let me just retract a little because I haven't really searched for a job in a long time.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, so there's one more point, which is, you know, I don't look, it kind of leaves you in a bit of a passive position, but the biggest trend recently in finding candidates to fill positions is to reach out to people who are already employed, who might be passive job seekers, so like headhunting, right? They might be happy, but if an opportunity came their way that they like, they might pursue it. So I guess poaching is the next big thing in jobs.
Well, one other just mentality thing that when I was talking to my friend about this is, like, you know, we use the phrase job hunt and job hunting. And I think that word, there should be emphasis on hunt.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, you don't hunt lazy. Like, because my friend, not no disrespect.
That is such a good point. Wow.
No disrespect, but she was, she was,
said,
she
was,
she
was, said, Matt.
She, wow, thank you, I guess.
Okay. It's called job hunting. You don't hunt lazy. Like, that is so well said.
And my friend was very lackadaisical in her hunt. And she was, and but very honest and transparent with me, which helped our discussion, because it was like, it's just frustration with, I don't get why this isn't happening.
Right.
And then as we dug a little deeper, and I was hearing the steps or the, and I was like, that's what made me start thinking about, you know, yeah, you got to really hunt. Like, you know, if you're hunting, if you're going duck hunting, if you're going deer hunting, you know your prey, you know where they hang out, you know where you got to have your, you know, you have to know how to find.
Did you tell her that, Matt? Did you tell her? I know, you did tell her you hunt lazy. Did you say you hunt lazy? Because I'm going to use that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you hunt lazy. Yeah, that's, I mean, I think we should just finish the show. Like, I mean, I think that sums it up. If you hunt lazy, hunt hard. That's it. Go hard. Find that duck, find that deer. Go where the deers go and the ducks go. It's true. Like, they're looking in Brooklyn for deer. expect to find a moose walking down Broadway Avenue. Like, oh, there goes that moose. I'm going to hunt it. No, go. If you're going to hunt, hunt hard.
Hunt hard and hunt smart. So let's get into these tips.
Yeah, what does that mean, right? Like, so how do you hunt hard?
Well, one of the things I think you need to do is you got to, like, part of the hunting hard is identifying jobs that you're interested in and identifying your prey. Like we just talked about, like, if I got to go where the moose are, if I want to hunt polar bear, I can't go to the Caribbean. I got to go up to Alaska and find that polar bear.
Facts.
Sounds about right.
So identify your prey. Yeah. Find out, like, identify the job you're interested in, like, and really learn about it. Figure out how much you can about a job. Like, you know, you don't show up to an interview and just, hey, I'm so-and-so. Like, actually impress them that you did research about the company. I know Knickknack Direct, and I know what they're trying to do, and I read about their initiatives for 2021 and blah, 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 and I think I can bring this to your company. I think if you show some research, I think an employer would be impressed with that.
Well, I just think it comes back to right to hunting it. You can't dunk the duck the same way you hunt moose. And you can't hunt moose the same way you hunt bear. Like,
right.
There's different weapons you got to use, different traps you got to lose. It's like, and I always say you shouldn't just have one resume. Like, you should have at least five different styles of resume tailored to, you know, where you're applying.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right, Lockjaw? Yeah. And you got one, Lockjaw?
I do. You should look. I know it's like so much effort to look for jobs and hunt your prey and make a million different resumes. It takes forever every single time, but you do have to kind of tailor your resume to fit the job you're actually looking for. And in my opinion, easy way to do that is, like, go to the website and find their keywords of what they care about and kind of do a strategic sprinkle, you know?
That is so Karen. That's how you got us. That's what you got. You just play. You play. Oh,
what a
so
sneaky,
Karen.
Sneaky Jew.
That is a Karen move, and I
that
think
is.
I love it.
That's a little hustle, and you know.
Because for the record, Karen loves everybody. Okay,
I had to
learn the hard way. Karen loves everybody.
Right. Don't take it personal.
Exactly. If you message Karen, you're getting a heart emoji, and don't take it personal.
It's not just the hearts; the little smiley face with those hearts around it. That is.
I got that the other day.
Spread it around like it's salt.
So wait, hold up. I felt really special when I got that the other day. You said.
You fell into the trap.
On one hand, you are special, and that was just for you to express my undying love. On the other hand, I do that with everyone. Yes,
but it works. To your
but
point,
it works.
Karen.
Sure. And you know what? If you are updating your resume like a badass, then another least you can do kind of thing is update your LinkedIn profile to speak to the specific job descriptions that you are applying to, because they'll look at it. It's right out there in public for everybody to see. And it looks good if, you know, independently of the thing that you're actually sending to them, it looks like you just on your own just care about this job so much.
Right. If you're going for a marketing job or you're going for a television production job and nothing on your LinkedIn or nothing on your resume speaks to those industries, you might have a problem.
That's right. So, it looks like you're just completely full of it. And honestly, you know, it takes so much work to stand out anyway. Like, there's a million people applying to a million jobs now, more so than ever. You got to make sure your resume stands out. You know, your resume is only read for like 5 or 6 seconds. And this is kind of interesting. It's read by a robot a lot of the time. They're scanning it. So sprinkling some keywords in there would behoove you. Then it's not even a human being, you know? They get hundreds of applicants per position. So keep it short and sweet, you know, sprinkle a couple little words in there.
Sprinkle me. Well, I would also say this. Don't be discouraged.
Wait, did you just tell Karen to sprinkle you, Matt?
I'm not even sprinkling, man.
Girl, you're going too far. Just to give a couple heart emojis, doesn't mean you tell Karen to sprinkle you. That doesn't even make sense to me. I'm not even going. You just said sprinkle me.
Go ahead, your next one. Hasn't even gone far enough.
Anyway, the point I was trying to make before Sean derailed me was that some people might have heard my earlier point about, you know, if you want a TV job or a marketing job and your LinkedIn doesn't speak to that, you might be in trouble. Well, there is another angle that, you know, your cover letter. Like if you have an interest in a job that maybe you don't have a whole lot of experience in, you can write in your cover letter something that speaks personally about who you are and why you might be a fit to work at Sean Linda's shipping company. Maybe you've never worked in shipping, but maybe you write some compelling letter. Maybe you show your personality, you show why you're interested. And in that cover letter, if you keep it brief, but you're able to express yourself in a way, you might get a look that, you know, as opposed to just writing something and just sending a generic cover letter, put some personality, thought, and love and care into what you're writing.
But not too much personality, thought, and love and care, because people care way more about your resume than they do about your cover letter. In fact, sometimes they don't even read it.
No, I get that. But my whole point was, if you're going for a job where you aren't, like, if you had a whole bunch of job
I thought credits. Cover letters were yesterday. I didn't even know cover letters were still in. I thought they were yesterday. I thought that was boomer style.
It's still in. But but I agree. They're not reading them, you know. The amount of seconds spent reading any of this stuff, it could be minimal. I'm just saying, if I'm stepping to a job that I really want and I don't have a whole bunch of experience, I mean, I'm saying that's one layer. Maybe you can send something directly to, maybe it's a small business. I send a letter to Sean Linda and you look at it, I might catch your eye where if I'm not qualified by paper, the computer's just going to discard my resume anyway. So I'm just saying.
Right,
I heard people now even more appreciate a letter in the mail versus an email now. I heard like that the old school letter in the mail has a stronger effect than an email does. Yeah, it's like you took the time to put a stamp on it, drop it in a mailbox. Like people are like, whoa, this person is not boomer Karen. This person is like old school, like good school.
Well, you know what they say, what goes around booms right back around.
I got one for you though, and this is a personal one of mine. Like I've always said, if you listen to my previous show, if you're a fan of Sean Linda, you'll see that like I never get invited through the front door like Karen. I gotta come through the window, I gotta go through the back door, I gotta do a B&E, but I will meet you at the dinner table.
I may not
get in there the same way Karen got in there, but I will be at the even if I'm cleaning up afterwards, I will make it there. So my point is that you got to work your angles, you know, like you got to find a way in. And I always say, you know, people get turned off by the gatekeeper, and the gatekeeper is the one that's like blocking you from getting to the main person. And, you know, I don't have to describe their title, who they are. You know who the gatekeepers are, and you allow that person to dictate you and drive you away, which I think is ridiculous. A gatekeeper who's going to be below you if you get the job, you're worried about you're letting that person kind of stop you in your tracks. And I just think that is so ridiculous. So you have to learn how to navigate and get to the right person. But I'm going to give you a tip that somebody gave me, a website. It's okay on a download because a lot of PR people use it and people don't know about it. And if you go to this website and you put in a company's name, it'll list out email address, personal email address of people that work in that company that have senior positions, and you can email them directly. And no, this is like, well, after I tell you this website, I need you guys to send two black guys good credit, at least, like, I think this is a $50 little piece of advice that you guys should find in your heart to donate $50 to our show after I tell you this website. It's called, I'm good, right? It's called Hunter.io. And you go to Hunter and you allow like 50 free searches a month. And, you know, up to, if you want to pay, you can pay for like $69 a month for up to 5,000 searches a month.
Now, Sean, this isn't your dating website, right? This is not your dating.
I'm not giving them that, Matt. Come on, man. I know they want a flood of women coming at me at one time, Matt. I can only handle a couple at a time.
Nobody wants that. Ugh, a flood of women? Disgusting.
Exactly. Thank you, Lockjaw. Hunter.io.
Do not make me laugh.
So, yeah, and it's just really about, like finding your angle and really pursuing and understanding, like, you know, not everybody can be a Karen and get through the front door, but, you know, as long as you make it to the table, that's all that matters.
I'm so flattered that you think I just get invited to front door after front door. You know what? This is New York City. If you come to New York City thinking every door is open to you just because you have great hair and a charming lisp, you are sadly mistaken.
Can I give everybody a little story? We went to do our photo shoot a few months ago, and Matt and I, you know, in our best Sunday wear, Karen's looking like Karen does, you know, and she's in the middle, and a guy just happened to walk by and like, look at that rose amongst thorns. I mean, and Matt and I just looked at each other like, you don't even want to comment to that.
Racist.
Yeah, that's the world that she lives in.
Why is it gotta be a thorn?
We're like, so yes, you live in a world that we all want to be a part of.
Oh, well, but back to your point though, Sean, about Hunter. What is it? Hunter.io? What did you call it?
Yeah. .io, yeah.
In addition to Hunter.io as a resource, just Garden Variety LinkedIn is also a resource that you can use with Hunter, because LinkedIn will list practically everybody at a company in every different department. So if you're not sure what job you want, like, you know, oh, maybe marketing, maybe I want to be in production, maybe I want to work in diversity, you go on this corporate LinkedIn page, you can see who the boss person in every department is, and then go to Hunter or go, you know, you could circle the wagon.
Exactly. Exact circle. The internet is your friend.
Mm-hmm. They're all out there waiting to be hunted.
Yep.
Your prey is right there, guys.
You can hunt moose, bear, rabbit, duck, whatever you want to do. The resource tools right there.
Whatever you want.
So if you see a mouse, and then, or if you see two mice, a multiple mouse becomes a mice, right?
So I literally am not supposed to laugh. Yes. Where is this going?
You keep talking about moose. So if there's more than one moose, what do you call them?
Meese. You don't call them meese.
Meeses.
No, you don't. They're just called moose. I saw three moose.
I saw the meese.
Mouse is to mice. Moose is to meese.
Correct.
Moose is to geese.
No.
I would stake my life on it.
Okay. I'm just curious.
No, I was walking down the street and three moose passed by me. Not three meese. Listen, get back to the regular programming.
All okay. Right, three moose.
Okay, guys, here is this one. You know what I mean? This bit me in the ass kind of after I graduated from school because I thought I was so cool. I thought I was better than people. I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I went to NYU. I thought I was a little superstar. But then what happened was I graduated with a degree in philosophy, and that's it. And recruiters do not care. Let me tell you this about a fancy degree in philosophy. Really glad I have it. Nobody cares. Recruiters want experience, less about education. And now that I'm an adult, a competent adult, a professional with great hair, I totally get it. If I were hiring somebody, I would 100% just care how good of a job they've done in the past. Not so much their education. 66% of recruiters, let me adjust my jaw, said they would prefer someone with experience over a recent graduate. Which, you know, wouldn't we all? So here's the thing. If you don't have experience, consider getting some kind of internship or doing volunteer work. I know it's a little easier said than done right now, but there's still opportunities around. If your work experience is lacking, you can do it for free.
If you want it, yeah, get in the game.
That's a catch-22 if people don't understand. You're more sellable when you're working for somebody versus like you're not having a job at all. Mm. So if you know you're unemployed, then you have to kind of mind F everybody and make yourself kind of employed, even if it's just volunteering.
Right.
Like Karen just said. So you look like you're in the workforce, you're doing, you got big things going on. And yeah, so you look
did
like
you guys, did you ever do that yourself, Sean?
Oh man, I used to fake the funk all the time, bro. You got to fake the funk. You know, I could be faking it right now. You got to fake the funk. You got to fake it to make it. That's the golden rule.
My first television production job, I was working at Bank of America as a bill collector, and I was awful at it. And basically, I did that while I was in college, and I used to be the compassionate. Like, you're supposed to be a jerk, and I'm calling them. They're talking about they can't pay. But, hey, you know, I get it. You know, like, I'll just let them off the hook. But anyway, I wanted to work in production, and I basically went to a production company and took the most entry-level position, which was a runner. And my job was to run around driving, dropping off tapes in Hollywood, running errands, paint the wall, pick up this, move that couch, drop off this tape, pick this, run errands, do whatever we need. But sometimes you may not be qualified to get the big time job you want. So start, you know, if you really want it, you know, start, find a way in and then work your way.
You gotta grind it. And I don't mind grinding it. You learn so much when you're in the grind.
I mean, think about how many people want you when you're in a relationship versus how many people want you when you're sad and alone. No one wants to date a single person. Ugh, how unappealing.
You're so wrong, Karen. But it's
I'm
true.
Sorry. No, wait, hold on. I was just gonna throw up thinking about single people. No, everyone wants someone who's already.
Oh my God.
Excuse me. I'm going to be sick. Everyone wants someone who already has it going on. Just like, you know, famous rich people get stuff for free all the time, even though they don't need it. No one wants to give you anything when you actually need it. You know, it's a bitch. It's how life works.
All right. Tip number seven.
When you communicate with a company when you get your interview, communicate that you're knowledgeable about the company, so they see you have a special interest in the company. The fact that you took the time out to learn specific about the company, the position, the goals, the details about the company will impress a potential employer. This is what we call the classic kissing ass, right? But you got to kiss ass in a way that's professional, subtle, but yet to the point driven. Like one thing I'd always do in interviews, right? This was my shock value in interviews. I would leverage a little bit of Canada, growing up in Canada, Karen. So, you know, as people, they know I'm a black guy, pretty big black guy with dreadlocks. And I would always mention, I didn't have dreadlocks when I was applying for it back in those days, but I would always try, especially if it was with a white male when I worked on Wall Street, and I know that a lot of them are sports junkies, I'd always try to make the conversation go to the fact that I played hockey in Canada. And that would just change the whole dynamic of the conversation, because first they're not expecting it, a shock value. This black guy played hockey, and I would name a couple positions, a couple things I did. Then I would more than not get into them. I stroked their ego a little after that. You should have played. You got the body of a hockey player. You should have played hockey. And they would just be like, Canadian, non-aggressive, black. We need a minority hire right here. And he plays, and he thinks that I could play. And he's coming from Canadian, hire this guy. Listen, it was my closing all the time. And I knew any person like me walking out could look like me and be able to talk on that level.
Well, let me say this, though, because early for this tip, you called it like kind of the brown noser or ass kissing tip. I would say there's a little gray area here, because the opposite of this.
Yeah, and you should talk about gray, Matt.
There's okay, jokes. Good one. But the opposite point of view of this tip is when you think about the people who come into an interview and don't know jack about the place. Like, they just show up because they think, oh, I went on
exactly
this website and I sent out my application. I'm showing up and you asking them questions, and they don't know anything about why they just want to be hired just because I need money. Like, I don't really care about your company.
Mm-hmm. I've interviewed people like that. They just act like they know it all, but know nothing about what I do. Like,
so that's why I'm saying
research.
Right. There's some nuance there. It's like not just butt kissing. It's you want to show that, like, if you're competing with all these other people, 10 other people, 50 other people for this job, like, why am I you? Like, okay, wow.
Exactly.
The time to know why they're here. Oh, yeah. I know you guys make widgets.
I'd rather a blatant ass kisser. Yeah. At an interview, then a non-ass kisser knows nothing about the job. Even
well, you
if it's
know
like
what? A blatant
top, ass
kisser. But you know what? At least it's interesting and proactive. Like, you know, I think exactly. That job hunting is so overwhelming because you're doing a thing that you need to survive. Like, if you don't have a job, you're not making money, you'll die. You are going to die. But the thing that I've learned from, like, literally swiping through Tinder is that even though the prospect of doing this thing, of getting this thing, this person, this job is so overwhelming and it's something you want, fulfills a basic need, it's not that hard to stand out because people are so overwhelmingly similar and that little bits of effort go so, so far. And
so can we all agree then a blatant ass kisser in a job interview or applying for a job?
Well, think of it. That what if you were hiring, you know, like if you were hiring and someone went through all the trouble to kiss your ass, all the effort to find out what kind of kissing your ass likes and how to place their lips in the most tender way. Wouldn't you be like, you know what? That's the exact kind of effort I want for someone that is working for me.
So and I'm just saying that there is a
Matt,
middle
have
ground.
Have you hired a blatant ass kisser, Matt? You've hired blatant ass kissers. I've hired a blatant ass kisser.
Maybe I have. I hadn't really thought about that question until right now.
I know you
right
got a lot of ass to kiss, but come on, man. You've hired a blatant ass kisser before.
Hey,
we've all hired them. I love a blatant ass kisser.
I'm not comfortable with this conversation, but anyway.
Grow up.
Well, I mean, Sean talking about my ass, like, hey, but anyway. But the point I was trying to make is that there is extremes and then there's the middle ground. Like, you can show up to a job interview and be extremely unprepared and just ignorant and not really show any value. You can come and just be kissing ass and, like, obnoxiously, or it's like, oh, God. Or you can just be a responsible human being who did some research and like, yeah, I know about this company. I actually applied here because I like this company. And I'm going to speak about that I know and also explain why. And tip number 8, I'm going to let the employer know how I think I can help the company through this position. Marketing, I did this, you know, I know this or I know that, or I bring this expertise, or I've worked in this, you know, as an internship, I had an internship doing this or that. I would let them know, even if it's one little thing, mm-hmm. like you're competing against all these other people, I'm going to try to at least present something to you that makes you think, okay, if I got to pick between these people, person X right here offers a little expertise and some interest in what I'm doing. So yeah, you might be the person.
Yep. I mean, you know, a very
splash of ass kissing.
It's true. Dear friend of mine who works in sales and is at a high level.
Don't say Bill.
It's not Bill. Told me that your job in sales is to make it as easy and flawless as possible for someone to just say yes. So that's the question they're going to ask you anyway, right? Or that's what they want to know is how you're going to help the company, right? Like what you're going to improve in the company, what you're going to do in the position or that you want to know. And that just makes it easier for people to say yes to you. It's such an obvious yes.
Show how you're going to provide value.
And I'll just add to that and just follow up with a thank you email.
Mm-hmm. It's such a great ass-kissing move, isn't it? Such an annoying little nerd move to send somebody a thank you email. But you know what? I would bet, I don't have the statistic on it, I would bet like 85 to 90% of people don't bother doing that.
Oh, I completely agree with that, Karen. Not enough people are utilizing the thank you note. So thanks for that tip, Sean. And speaking of thank you notes, I'd like to send out a thank you to all of our sponsors. In fact, it's time for a sponsor break. So you guys hold tight and we'll be right back with more of this breakdown of how to job hunt on Two Black Guys with Good Credit. So keep it locked.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today's topic, how to job hunt. And right now we are at tip number 10. Looking for a job is a full-time job. So go hard and don't just, oh, after one door is closed, like Sean said, coming through the back door, the window, however, like treat this like a full-time job.
I found that just setting the time aside to do something means it's going to get done at some point. You know what I mean? Like getting a task done is just an aggregate of doing little bits of it every day, especially with someone that's something that's so overwhelming. I personally am a big fat chicken and I don't, you know, if there's something that is intimidating or means a lot to me or that scares me in some way or that I see as this big mountain I have to climb, I just straight up don't want to do it. And it's easy to just, you know, it's just one step at a time. You say, I'm going to devote an hour to this a day. You will get there. It's, what is that, 7 hours a week? Like that's significant time.
I remember I used to date a girl and her dad was unemployed, and he told us, like, he takes looking for a job as a full-time job in the sense that he would get up every morning, take a shower, put a suit on, go into his office in his house and go to work 9 to 5.
I love
take
that.
His lunch out, take his hour lunch, take his breaks, you know, and that's how he treated it. And he always found a job. That was his key memories. I was telling me that when I was in my 20s. That's how he always found a job.
Gotta bring that boomer energy to it. Yeah.
Like he's. So if you're looking for work and you're serious about, like, I have a friend, she's in the medical industry and she's like works on the finance side of the medical industry. And I'm like, there's no way you can't find a job. There's such high demand, anything medical right now. Mm-hmm. I said, just like search all the hospitals in New York City. Then I told her, go to Hunter.io and look whoever is leading and reach out to every single hospital in New York City, one by one, break them up by day, and do that for a month and tell me you don't find a job. Like, they're looking for you. There's no way you can't find a job if you take it, if you go that extreme military, you know, hunter route. And that's what Matt said. That's when you said it, Matt. It just resonated with me because I was thinking about my friend. Like, that's hunting. Like, I'm going in moose territory, and that's where I'm going to go. I was looking for a moose. Or a meese.
Or meese.
Exactly.
Finally, someone gets it right.
All right. Well, there you have it. Those are the tips, but that's not all. We actually got some bonus tips for you guys. So, and especially
bonus.
During this difficult pandemic that we're living through, COVID-19, we have some special tips that relate to job hunting during a pandemic. So number one, expect to apply for 5 to 10 times the number of jobs than you had planned to before COVID. Expect the time frame to be longer than the traditional 5 months. So get ready, folks. You know, this may not be, you know, you might get blessed and find something quick, but you've got to prepare for the long haul.
Right.
Hunting season has been extended.
You have to adjust those expectations, right? You can't be disappointed if you don't expect too much. Number two, to cement yourself in the minds of your potential employers, start setting yourself apart by engaging with the company on its most active social media channels, because there's a real human being behind them who checks them every day. Start by liking a few posts, commenting on some blogs. Well, recruiters and employers spend a significant amount of time a day, probably now more than ever, connecting with their audience on social media. So you will actually rapidly become a familiar face. I remember when I worked for a company back in the day, we had someone dedicated specifically to social media, and there's always somebody talking about what this person or that person had said. The familiar faces are always familiar. None of them ever applied to work at the company, but that's what it was. There was a person there knowing everybody, seeing what you do, and they'll see you, your name and profile, and it's going to give you a little bit of a leg up.
Got you.
And the final bonus, guys, drum roll, Karen, please. There's research companies that are hiring. The healthcare industry, like I mentioned before, like go maybe search by industry first and know that you may have to adjust. You may not have wanted to work in a health industry, but guess what? It's trending right now. PPE equipment is trending. Things around, look at what the market is demanding and apply for those in those jobs within those industries. You know, just, you know, I have people still applying to work at retail stores. Like, hey, come on. I think you need to adjust your radar a little and make it applicable to today's market. It may be a short-term adjustment, but, you know, that's what makes a successful hunter, knowing that your prey has moved from land, from water to land, and it's time to change your equipment. And now hunt, get rid of the boat and get the truck and hunting land, Matt.
Listen, it's either a land moose or a water moose, and sometimes the land moose goes into the water and then back onto the land.
You don't watch a nature show, sometimes they're in the water. The meese are in the water.
Well, to that point, one of the thoughts that came when I was speaking to my friend about this job hunt was in the film industry and in events period, like there's a new job that people have on site for these things. It's like a COVID compliance manager. And these people are getting paid decent money to basically come to a film set and test you, make sure everyone there's 15 people that are coming today, that the test all 15 people, give you results, blah, 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 blah. You walk in. The person who did it on a set that I was just on probably worked 2 hours, got paid a full real salary for the day, bounced after she tested everyone, I was like thinking there's new opportunity, and not to make it like, oh, this is a great, you know, it's a pandemic. I know it's horrible, but this is a new opportunity, a new job that's going to pay people well. So study the market. See what, like you said, what industries are hiring, what opportunities are out there. Get credentialed.
The moose are in the sea. Let's go. Get in the water. Get your scuba gear ready.
All right. Well, at the end of the day, the larger
can we give some respect to the moose are in the sea? My jaw is spasming from it.
There's a whole industry of hunting sea moose or sea meat. So, anyway, at the end of the day,
an industry for pulling. Imagine pulling a moose out the sea. Now that's a whole industry in itself. The equipment you need for that, you can't use a regular sea gun for that.
At the end of the day, don't be a lazy hunter. Hunt hard is the point of this show.
Hunting is so fun when it's for sport, but it kind of sucks when it's a job. And to totally hear that 1,000,000%. It is an annoying ass job, especially when you need a job and it feels like nothing's going your way. But you can. You can 1,000,000% get there. The job is there for the picking. The fruit is on the tree and the meese are in the sea.
Get up at 9 a.m., put that suit on, business attire on, and get to hunting and know that you may have to adjust.
Well,
noted.
Noted indeed. That brings this episode to a close. I am Matt Smith, and like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. Happy holidays, and I'm out.
I'm Sean Linda, the better half of two black guys with good credit. I always have a simple joke. I remember my mother, when she'd come visit me, she'd always bring me these gadgets and stuff like that to make sure that I was okay. And one day she brought me a silent moose calling thing that would allow, if a moose were to hit my car, coming near my car in Brooklyn, that would make a whistling noise and the moose would know to run away. May not make sense to you, but it made sense to my mom and I love her dearly. So I'm Sean, the better half of two black guys with good credit. You can follow us on tbgwgc at gmail.com. Send us an audio note, please. We'd love to post it on our show. And send us anything else you'd like to send us. And say, and always leave us a 5-star rating anywhere you listen to podcasts. And I'm out.
Well, I think that it's really sweet of your mom to protect you against the wild meese of Brooklyn. Ready to jump out at you at a moment's notice. She's a sweet lady. And on that note, I'm Karen Margolis. I am one lockjawed trapezoidal member of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And as I always say, eventually your jaw will heal.
Oh, before we go, I'd like to leave one thing. We always like to sometimes read out fan mail. And I think we got a special email to Karen this week that I would love her to kind of read out. Just because the simple fact is we do this show. You know, we are two black guys with good credit, but we do this show to teach everybody about financial literacy and create generational wealth. That was the premise of this show. I think we got a wonderful email sent to Karen that I think kind of summed up like what we're trying to do with this show. So I think it's important that Karen shares it because it's directed to Karen.
So this is from Sue Combs. Yeah, this was a really special letter. She said, Karen, I'm 65 and I was just listening to the podcast about pivoting with Vernon Foster. Shout out to Vernon, friend of the show. I've been listening to this and another show for the past COVID year. All of you talk about having and needing mentors, but where and how do you find one during a pandemic? Also, when I think of mentors, I think of older and wiser, but I need younger and wiser, and I choose you. I would like for it to be my 13-year-old granddaughter, but she won't take me seriously. She's 13. I have a lot of questions about starting and promoting different business ideas. I need to know different apps and what they can do for me. Having worked all of my life, I want to start my own company. Good for you, Sue. The other day, Sean was talking about jobs becoming gigs and banks need to change how to figure incomes and make loans. I want to try different gigs to make money. So as you can see, I'm looking for mentors. If I can be the mentor for a moment, I've learned when somebody asks if you have any more questions is to ask if there's anything they would ask that you didn't. An old white woman, Grandma Sue.
I love that. I love the ending.
I love that. I think this is such a beautiful letter. Thank you. That's poetic at the end there, Sue. And I am honored to be anybody's mentor, whether they're 65 or 13. Who am I really? I always say before I say, I accept.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it? Yeah, thank you.
That's why we do what we do, guys.
100%. And honestly, all jokes aside, thank you so much for that, for taking the time to write to me. I'm really, really honored. That was beautiful. And on that note, thank you so much, Sue, for writing to me. I'm totally honored. I'm going to write you back, and I hope that we can have a little conversation. I'm Karen Margolis, 1/3 of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. No, my job does not fully function at the moment, but as I always say, eventually it will.
This feels like a Hallmark movie.
And we're out of here, good people.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.